Well, we're getting on Mother's Day, and that usually means it's about time for the Cam Middle School Greenhouse annual plant and flower sale, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning with Sandy Booker, who helps all these youngsters work through this project each year. Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, pretty well. A lot better this year than we were this time last year, that's for sure. And the Cam Greenhouse project, you kind of had to change it just a little bit, but for a good cause.
We did. Due to schools being closed and the kids not being able to come in, I went ahead and finished out the greenhouse, and we had some staff members come in and help us sell. And what I did with the eighth graders last year was just had a Zoom meeting with them and said, how about we help our community out? They always help us. I said, what do you think about giving back to the community by giving? Everything that we sell goes to the food pantries. And last year's eighth graders, they were on board with it. The staff was on board on coming in and helping. So we took free will donations. People dug into their pockets. And we gave both the Cumberland Care and Share Pantry and the Anita Food Pantry all of the earnings that we got, which was each pantry got $1,300. So we were really, really happy for the communities and the people that helped us out, because we're just so grateful that they come and see us every year.
Yeah, you guys get great support every year, so it's nice to be able to turn that back around when folks have a need. And you know, last year was just very different. So we're kind of glad this year is not going to be quite like that as far as how it's going to operate, but you're still taking some precautions this year.
We are. We will be in the greenhouse, but in order to come in the greenhouse to protect everybody, masks will be required, and we will ask you to go ahead and use the hand sanitizer as you come in. Our cash-out stations will be outside, and that's with weather permitting, because we are getting some rain today, which is nice. We hope we get more, but hopefully it holds off on Friday and Saturday. So we are going to change those around a little bit, and our kids will help you by selling plants, but they won't be carrying out as much this year, just to kind of keep that whole 6-foot distance and the social distancing and everything else, because the last thing we want to be known for is some type of an outbreak.
Very true. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, too, because the sale's coming up this week, right?
That's correct. This Friday from 3:30 to 5:30, and then on Saturday, we'll only be open for an hour from 9 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and that's in the bus parking lot here in Messina.
Okay, well, let's entice them. What do you got? What do you have this year? What's been popular this year for the Cam Greenhouse?
You know, I am going to start off by saying that COVID has affected everybody, including what we were able to get for flower plugs and our containers and those types of things, because with that 3-month layoff, everything's kind of behind. So we do have the hanging baskets, but there were a lot of substitutions that were made because everybody's selling out and everything else. We do have some potted flower combos. We do have several varieties of tomatoes, not as many varieties of peppers. We do have some succulents. Those are brand new this year, and we decided to delve into those, see if we could keep them alive, which we've been able to do. But some of our regular plants, we were not able to get wave petunias. We could not get any impatiens. So they might find, if they come down for some of those normal things that we would have gotten, that COVID did affect what different places had that we order from and what we were able to get.
Well, it's unfortunate, but still, you've got a lot of good stuff for folks to go through.
We do, and it's kind of nice. I mean, sometimes you get stuck on the same things every year. Mm-hmm. And with some of the substitutions, I let the guys pick them out, because I have six eighth grade boys. And they were like, we like these. So they've kind of done some different picking out, because we had to do some substitutions, and they look really nice too. And sometimes it's nice to get out of that tunnel vision and broaden your horizons a little bit. So that did help.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a good year? Has everything moved along pretty well?
It has. Our tomatoes, they are needing to be in the ground. You just kind of have to play it every year. Some years they're not very big. This year they're a lot bigger. The kids have also gotten a lot more than just greenhouse in, because we have a lot of maintenance issues that had to be taken care of at the greenhouse. So I, you know, just kind of asked Mr. Warnges, who is our industrial arts teacher here, would you come in and teach us how to use saws and measuring and levels and all this? So we had a lot of boards that we had to replace and tow in some boards. We've had to put in a new floor. So So the kids have gotten more than just plants in this year. They've gotten a lot of extra duties to see what it's going to like. If you go in that horticulture business, you do have to do maintenance issues too.
Yeah, a little industrial arts goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Very good. This is a totally student-run project, and it's been around for a while now. How old is the greenhouse itself that you've had to do some maintenance? Of course, maintenance always has to be done, but how old is the greenhouse now that it's sitting there in the parking lot?
It's probably way over. You ask me this every year.
I
need to look this up. It's way over 20 years, I would say. We do a fabric floor,
yep,
and that was just to the point that it did need changed out, and the kids got in on that. And we had grandiose ideas to totally change the inside, but then again, it's really hard to get the products that you're looking for, so we had to scale back our operation and just put our fabric floor back in, and then we'll see about other things as the time goes along next year to see what we need to change out.
Well, and while a nice gesture last year in donating the money to local food pantries like the students decided to do, you know, it's also a bit of a hardship for you, too, because doesn't the money that comes in help to perpetuate the project?
Absolutely. That's the first question that the kids ask, because they were given a budget. And now they're looking at, oh, my gosh, we have a deficit, and we don't want to be the first class known as a deficit that lost money for this business. And I said, no, your account is fine. You will be fine. You won't go backwards. We've got enough to run the program the next year. But we need to do something for our community. So we had a really good Zoom talk about that. And they were like, okay, if we're good to pass this on to the next group, let's do it. And those eighth graders that are now freshmen are actually coming down to help with the sale. They didn't get to do it last year. They're going to come down Friday night, because most of my kids have a track meet that night. So I just said, hey, do you want to come down? And you know, it's really nice when your students just like, we want to come and help with this. So, yeah, it's a great program. We run off of whatever we get in, and we've had a number of people that have offered, you know, if we needed help financially to come forward. And I said, no, we're fine. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to give as much as we did. But we wanted to do this. We wanted to show the community that we appreciate them so much.
Yeah. Well, in addition to the support that you get from folks who come down to purchase during the sale, don't you get pretty good partnership support from some of the businesses in the communities?
We do. 21st Century Co-op always sells us propane at their cost. We work with Leanne Tipkin, and she's just amazing, her and her bosses. C-Store, they always save the flats for us so that we can use those and get plants in. Of course, the school district, the staff, the surrounding communities, just anything we need. I've put things out there on Facebook on our Cass County Outdoor Classroom page, and you can't believe it. It hardly hits the page before I have people, you know, getting back to me, hey, we'll do this, we'll do this. And it's just amazing. People just have helped us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you talk about the kids having to adapt to some of the other skills, the industrial arts skills and things, and doing some of their own maintenance. Of course, they're working the greenhouse, but they're also running a small business in a way, too. So this is these are all different types of things that they get, the different experiences. Is that why a program like this is so important?
I think it is. You have to give them some type of real-world skills, and not everybody's going to go to college. Not everybody's going to go into the military, and there might be some internships or some apprenticeships that they can go into, and it gives them some skills to start with. And I know there's a wonderful digital media class that has all kinds of different offshoots of businesses at the high school, and it just kind of leads into that. In fact, we worked with them. They are creating a banner for us to hang out here on the fence. So it's nice that our district has some of these areas to give our kids a chance and kind of, you know, expand and see what they like, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's give them the details again. That sale's coming up this weekend. First, where do they find the greenhouse?
The greenhouse, they need to come to Messina, and we are in the bus parking lot to the east of the school. We will be open Friday from 3:30 to 5:30, and we'll be open Saturday from 9 in the morning to 10 in the morning.
Okay. Now, last year you did a free will offering. Do you have prices on things this year?
We do. We're looking at keeping our veggies at $1 each. We're looking at our hanging baskets. We did have to go up on those. Those are $15. We have potted plants that run from the gamut of $8. We have large pots that are around $18. We have individual six packs for $2 to $3. We have geraniums for $3. So, yep, just come on down, see us, and we can't wait to see our people come back because we have a lot of the same people and we have a lot of new people. So we're anxious to see everybody this year because we didn't get to do that last year.
Yeah, you bet. Well, lots of ways that folks like to support students in the local school district kind of got put on hold a little bit this school year. So this is your chance to get out and do it one more time before we're finished up here this year. So stop on by the CAM Middle School Greenhouse this weekend and get something nice for mom or maybe something nice for yourself too. Sandy, thank you so much for the time and all that you do. Appreciate the good hard work the students put in.
Thank you, Jim. You're always so good, and I always look forward to this yearly interview. So thank you so much to you and KJAN for your support of us also.